Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, over the weekend, political pressure ramped up on the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, amidst the fallout from last Thursday's riots in Dublin city centre. And as part of her response, Minister McEntee is bringing forward legislation to enable facial recognition technology, or FRT, to be used to accelerate the identification and prosecution of offenders involved in violence and in looting. Legislation for FRT was initially drawn up to deal with murder, rape, terrorism and child sexual abuse. And civil rights groups and others have expressed concerns about potential errors, abuses and increased surveillance. Well, for more on this, I'm joined firstly by Ciara Phelan, who's political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. So, Ciara, let's start with the pressure that Helen McEntee is under. And can you explain to us why Sinn Féin has not yet tabled a motion of no confidence?
That's right. Good morning, Claire. So, as you mentioned, political pressure ramped up on the Justice Minister over the weekend. We now know that there's actually disquiet within the coalition itself, although they haven't come out publicly. There's very prominent figures within Fianna Fáil, TDs and senators who are not satisfied with her response to date on issues that they claim that they have been raising for months on end in terms of violence in Dublin. And then essentially you had the Justice Minister come out on Friday evening and on Sunday to take questions from the media as this political pressure mounts, as questions remain over the Garda response on Thursday night. Sinn Féin have yet to table a motion of no confidence. They have said to me, a party spokesperson said to me, that it's too late for them to table such motion this week and that they will wait and see how the week plays out, essentially, and if the Justice Minister remains in situ, that they will consider a motion of no confidence next week. I think it's interesting that they haven't come out completely and said this is what we're going to do next week. I get the sense that they're waiting to see how the week plays out in terms of whether there'll be further reports about the Garda response on Thursday night. Now, government sources last night were not able to tell me exactly when the report that they have said will happen into the response and the Garda response on Thursday night, when it will be finalised and given to Cabinet.
Okay, so there's a lot of wait and see going on. But on the issue then of the facial recognition technology, Ciara, like this has returned now. It's very firmly front and centre. Is it going to become a political football?
Yes, it will. We already have Green Party TDs out, Patrick Costello, yesterday expressing concern about it. Again, a spokesperson from the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan, last night issuing a statement to say that they want to await and see the proposals that Helen McEntee is bringing forward in terms of the use of FRT for now, you know, violent disorder and rioting. And just to point out that the use of FRT wasn't going to be put in place for such events that happened on Thursday night. Like you mentioned, it was initially put in place and legislation is being worked on at the moment for the most serious crimes such as child abuse and rape. The FRT will be used retrospectively. And, you know, in background information, it's been briefed that, you know, it will be overseen by a High Court judge and that there will have to be authorisation for its use. But essentially, the issues that have been raised by the Irish Council of Civil Liberties and the Green Party, and actually some within Fianna Fáil themselves previously, will come again to bear this week, because it seems as the Labour Party has said that they are accusing Helen McEntee as announcing this legislation or the expansion of this legislation and fast-tracking it in a way to deflect from serious justice issues that she has to face now, and that, as many people would say, she's been told about for a number of months.
Okay, and just on a separate issue, we're going to hear more about FRT in a moment, but I wanted to ask you about Leo Varadkar's statement on Emily Hand, the 9-year-old girl who was released by Hamas back to Israel at the weekend. That statement has caused uproar in Israel this weekend. Where is that going to go?
Yeah, it's made international headlines. I think that given you have the opposition parties coming out and defending the Taoiseach, I think he has a lot of support domestically. However, it's remains unclear as to how the Israeli Foreign Ministry, Eli Cohen, is going to reprimand the Irish ambassador to Israel, Sonia McGuinness, who is expected to visit his office today after he summoned her there. Obviously, a lot of people are saying privately that they didn't think the tweet, you know, by Mr. Varadkar was essentially wise that he could have expanded a little bit more on, you know, his statement that he had issued on the night before, the night that we learned that Emily Hand was released. But nonetheless, it has attracted international attention. It's been on the radio in Israel, and essentially it's just not a good look.
Kira, thank you very much. That's Kira Phelan. Now, let's talk more about the fallout from last week's riots. I'm joined by Nasa Harrigan, Green Party TD for Dublin Central, on the line, and in the studio by Fine Gael Senator Barry Ward, who's a criminal barrister and Deputy Chair of the Justice Committee, and you're both welcome. Nasa, can I start with you? You heard Kira outlining there, and it's an assertion from the Labour Party that Helen McEntee may be using this facial recognition technology, this decision to attempt to beef it up now, as a deflection tactic. Do you agree?
I do. I think it's a distraction from the far more mundane policing and justice strategies that would prevent a riot and looting happening, because obviously facial recognition technology is really something that you use after criminal events. And, you know, I live here and I'm raising kids here, and I would prefer that we would focus on strategies to prevent these events rather than, after the horse has bolted, bringing in proprietary technology that has a huge amount of civil rights difficulties with it, and which the EU is bringing legislation on in the near future.
This isn't a time, Barry, for playing politics, is it? And using something that could be seen as a deflection tactic to deal with what happened last Thursday night.
It's not a time for playing politics, and I don't think that's what's going on. This was always coming back. This was, in fact, part of the legislation that has gone through the Oireachtas now and was taken out at the request of Green Party TDs and others. So it would, in fact, be in place if that hadn't happened. But NASA's quite right. This is a retrospective tool for the Gardaí. It's used to parse the information they have. And we've heard, for example, in the aftermath of Thursday, they're going to have to look through hundreds and possibly thousands of hours of CCTV and footage from phones, etc., to identify people they want to question or charge or whatever it might be. F4T is nothing more than a tool that allows them to search more effectively. It's like pressing Control F on a Word document or a PDF. It allows them to separate out images. But what's most important is to remember that whatever happens, these are just images that are highlighted for a Garda. A Garda must still be satisfied that there is an identification tool there. And if it goes to court, then obviously the normal protections apply, passing it through a jury or passing it through a judge to decide whether it's a sufficient identifier for the person who's accused.
So, Nasa, what is the problem with that?
Well, actually, the senator is correct there insofar as it is like doing a search of the entire population. So it involves huge amounts of passive surveillance of the general public. The software has an inherent age and gender and race bias. In fact, in some studies where it was rolled out, they found a 90% false positive rate. It's proprietary technology, so it's always vulnerable to hacking, and it leaves people open to biometric data. Like a criminal basis of taking over your identity. And also, you know, it doesn't leave us any right to consent. So we're going to be in a very strange position where we have to consent to go on a website, but if we walk down our own street, we won't be able to consent to our biometric data being surveilled by the Gardaí.
But you started by referring to, you know, some of the mundane and difficult issues around policing. This is one of those issues. I think the estimate was 6,000 hours of footage that Gardaí would have to look at. Now, we would rather, wouldn't we, to have those guards on the street?
Well, all of us were looking at that footage over the last few days, and you can see how many people covered their faces. The focus here should be on the organisers in the far right sector, and we don't need facial recognition to know who those actors are. I could tell you right now, I could list out those names and their TikTok handles. We don't need that particular piece of technology to do the work that needs to be done. And the work that needs to be done, again, is just mundane. It's around more interventionist policing of far-right protesters. It's around looking at engaging with social networking policing and dealing with people like Elon Musk, who are now going after our own progressive politicians. It's about matching the 10 million in policing funds with 10 million in community development for, you know, the inner city. It's about the senior Garda, you know, reaching out to stakeholders in the community and vulnerable groups like the LGBTQI community, who I know don't feel safe right now. Like, these are the things that would actually make a difference, not putting our faith in something that, to be honest with you, we'll probably have to rewrite in the next few months when the EU comes through with their legislation.
Barry Ward?
Well, no, first of all, it's not about surveilling. I mean, as NASA knows, we've just passed the Garda Recording Devices legislation, which allows Gardaí to wear body cams. There is CCTV in the streets. Nobody on the streets last week gave their permission to be filmed. Those films exist already. What this is about is parsing that information after the fact. And it's not about following the far-right people. And NASA's quite right. The guards know exactly who they are, and they will be pursued in the way that they should be. But what you had on Thursday was a lot of opportunist, large-scale public disorder individuals, and it's about tracking those people down. Now, they may cover their faces, but there are lots of ways to identify people other than them by faces, the way they walk, the clothes they're wearing, and there are other factors that can be taken into account. But what you have at the moment is a situation where Gardaí have to sit down and very slowly go through a massive volume of data and try to identify people from that. What FRT would allow them to do is to pass that through an algorithm, essentially a tool. And NASA quotes the mistakes they've made. The problem is, if you look at places like San Francisco, there was a huge bias in the way that that was constructed. And any piece of technology is only as good as the algorithm that's put into it. But we can't use examples where they're using it live, for example.
But you always wanted to do this. And you can understand why people might feel concerned here that your party is using one issue, one incident to push this through, to get what you always wanted.
As you say, Claire, this was always coming back. This was taken out of the recording devices legislation, and it was always coming back after it had gone through a process. It's still going through that process. But people shouldn't be afraid of this technology. NASA is right insofar as in other jurisdictions there have been problems with it, but there have been problems in the way that it has been used. It is never proposed in this jurisdiction, for example, that it would be used in a live context. So you'll never have a situation where a guard is walking down O'Connell Street with his or her body cam on and it spots Claire Byrne and goes, beep, 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 there's Claire Byrne, there's a warrant for her arrest or something like that. That will never happen. And that's not what's proposed.
So
but
the guard
that was
would
used
have
in
to
San
go,
Francisco.
The guard would have to go to court to allow him or her to use the FRT.
It's much more that if the guard were walking down O'Connell Street and an incident occurred which was recorded or captured on his or her body cam, that footage could then be used after the fact. But it will require the permission of a judge to apply the FRT to that. It will not be used wholesale like that, and it was never intended, which is why the legislation specifically restricts it to certain types of offences. The only change in the proposal now...
NASA came in there. Go ahead, NASA.
Ultimately, I just do not understand why we would preempt the EU, the European Union's AI legislation, which will cover facial recognition technology. And in 2021, the data supervisor in the EU said that there are serious concerns around facial recognition technology, and they actually were recommending that we ban it. So I'm not sure why we would take this action now. It can be nothing but a distraction when we know that within a year, we'd probably have to rewrite our domestic legislation to become in line with the EU.
Mm-hmm. Nasa, you're outside the government whip at the moment, but if there was a motion of no confidence in Helen McEntee this week or next week, would you vote confidence in her?
I think my problem is, look, a few weeks ago I was sitting in Store Street Garda Station with a senior guard imploring them to take a different approach to the policing of the East Wall protests. And I was saying to them, I do not have confidence that the strategy, a hands-off strategy right now, is right and is respecting people's right to not be intimidated by these people. So I don't know how I can vote confidence in the minister when for weeks, if not months, I have been interacting with people on the ground here saying there's something going to happen, this is bad, can you please take a different approach?
So you're saying that what happened on Thursday night could and was anticipated?
It was entirely predictable that things were going to escalate. You have a perfect storm in this area. This is not a Dublin inner city problem. This is an all of Ireland problem around the far right. But in my constituency, you also have a lot of people who are literally living on the street. And when rioting happens, you have a lot of kind of bodies around to add to the difficulties. And if we focus on the far right and a more interventionist approach and on community development and dealing with things like homelessness and poverty and addiction, then we can get out of this, but we can't police our way out of it alone.
So you wouldn't vote confidence in the Minister for Justice?
I don't see how I can right now. And certainly turning to facial recognition technology is not the answer, and it doesn't inspire confidence.
It's hard to argue with that, Barry Ward. Somebody who's living and working in the constituency said, "We told you this was going to happen." And it sounds as though NASA feels as though she was banging her head against a brick wall. Now the minister gets it because the city centre of Dublin has been burnt out.
Well, no, in relation to the FRT, that has always been on the minister's agenda. And the only thing that's changed is she's proposing to include large scale public disorder in the offences that can be covered by it. So this is not a distraction. It's entirely consistent with what she's been saying all along.
Come back to the issue of confidence in the minister.
The other issue that the NASA is raising is kind of twofold. On the one hand, she's saying we can't police our way out of it, and then she's criticising the policing response. You can't have both things. The reality is, if the people who are responsible for what happened in the streets last Thursday are the people who are involved in that violence, not the Gardaí, not the minister, not anybody else. Of course, we should be looking at the Garda response, and that is exactly what the minister is doing. But I think first and foremost, we have to recognise that there was a group of people who were hell-bent on destruction on Thursday night and others who used the opportunity to loot or whatever else it was. Yes, there should be a focus on those people. That is exactly what's happening. But it's not the minister's fault that people took it upon themselves to behave in a riotous manner on Thursday night. And I think we should steer away from shifting the blame from the people who are actually responsible.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Senator Barry Ward and Green Party TD NASA Harrigan. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.